So this one we have gone through that thought is limited. You know why it's limited, isn't it? Because initially we are spacious awareness. Our nature is spacious awareness. This is our nature, huh? Spacious awareness. So from the spacious awareness, our mind is oneness, the spacious awareness. What happened is, how do you create a thought? You need to perceive something, then only the thought arises. Like you look at the Buddha image. Then your whole spacious awareness shrink into that small space, okay? Whatever you want to visualize or perceive. So this small space that you perceive, space, small space, this one is from the spacious awareness, it shrink into a small space. Understand that? Then you input your content of consciousness. Once you do this, these two become a thought. This one is the receptacle. Receptacle means the vijnana, pure vijnana. So this receptacle receives the content. Understand that? Then it becomes a thought. Okay? So from spacious awareness, it has shrink and become a small space. That's why this thought is trapped inside this space. Understand that? So this space is limited because whatever you think is within this content. Understand that? You perceive it. You go and create further thinking or verbalization or even proliferation of thought. It's all deal with only this one. You are not aware of what is happening outside. Understand? That's why thought is limited. And this one cannot understand what is outside. So when you use thought, you are trapped within that limit. So thought in egoic is limited in its own ability to understand things. That's why it cannot be aware of what is going on outside of it. That it is always lost in thought, preoccupied with the content inside here, understand? Too busy thinking and thinking and thinking, understand? When you are deep in your thought, means you have problem, you are not able to be aware of what is going on. You are not sensitive. Your senses are all not sensitive. There you are. Inside that thinking, you may arise fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, etc. So this is what is going on. That's why your mind state become full of negative emotion, rubbish. And this is what you carry in your memory. Understand? You create thought, you think about it. If you don't have wisdom, it becomes manasikara, you accumulate. And what you accumulate? All these negative fears, psychological. Then later on, you will have phobia. That's a phobia, trauma, phobia, A-U-N-A. So all this will be the result, understand? Then when you have a lot of this negative emotion, you will develop scars of memory. Scars of memory. So this scars of memory is what you accumulate inside there that trigger fear, worry, anxiety. Because these are traumatic things that happen to you when you are young or when you experience certain situation in life. So a lot of the nightmare, everything is from this scars of memory, like child abuse and all those things, people who go to rape and all those things. Because these are very traumatic, from trauma, ego, scars of memory, that fear intensify. So all this. So now you understand why thought is limited. From spacious awareness, you shrink to the small area where you perceive. Then you input the content. You are preoccupied with that thinking, that emotion, that stirring, that whatever conditioning inside there. That's why thought can never understand truth. That's why the real Dhamma, truth, is beyond thought, beyond mind. The thought is so limited. How can you free? So here I say, what is thought? Thought is respond to memory. Why? Without memory, is there any thought? You look at the child, newborn, no thought. Very naive, very innocent, no cunning, nothing. So thought is respond to memory, obvious. Without memory, like you see something that you have not been trained or taught before, you don't know how to name it, understand? You don't know how to label it. Then you cannot create a thought out of it. What is this? You don't have a word, a concept. So you cannot create a thought out of it. You can only ask, hey, what is this? Haven't seen before, haven't heard. Whatever that is unknown, the thought doesn't understand. You understand? Thought is of the known. Like the dead leaf is of the past. It's never within the moment. That's why it cannot see truth. Truth is within the moment, there and then. So all this understanding is very well. So I put here, thought is response to memory. Thought is limited. That's why it cannot understand the unknown. It cannot understand what is within the moment. It is of the past. It's always memory, memory, memory.